Bitcoin is down, the market is shaking, and the fear and greed index. It's flashing deep red, sitting at a terrifying 16.
16.
We feel the pressure, right? The anxiety, that sense that a full financial freeze is, you know, imminent, beat. But what if that widespread panic is actually the precise signal we've been waiting for? What if this fear is truly the greatest opportunity?
That's really our mission today. We are taking all this incredible data that our listeners shared, all the technical indicators, the macro reports, the cycle timing, and we are using it to define that boundary.
Right.
We need to know what separates a scary yet, you know, totally necessary mid-cycle correction from that catastrophic final cycle exhaustion.
Welcome to the deep dive. Our listener is looking for clarity amidst all this chaos. They've provided the raw materials for us to construct a robust, systematic, 7-step investment plan.
Yeah.
It's a blueprint for turning market volatility into a predictable wealth-building machine.
And we're going to define the exact strategy. First, we'll deconstruct the immediate sources of fear, that extreme sentiment, the perceived AI bubble connection, and the tricky timing related to the Bitcoin halving.
Okay.
Then we're going to pull back to the macroeconomic engine, global liquidity, and analyze the market's incredible, almost baffling resilience.
And finally, we get into the architecture of the strategy, the distinct core versus casino portfolio split, defining your risk, and I think most importantly, the non-negotiable mathematical exit signals that remove emotion from the equation entirely.
It's all about designing the machine before you deploy a single dollar of capital. So let's unpack this crucial data.
Let's start with the emotional reality, because that's what everyone is feeling right now. Bitcoin is sitting, what, 27% below its recent peak?
Mm-hmm.
The drop is steep, the headlines are aggressive, and the fear is palpable. We need to quantify that feeling, and the best tool we have for that is the Fear and Greed Index.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The index is sitting at 16. For anyone unfamiliar, the index ranges from 0, which is extreme fear, to 100, which is extreme greed.
Mm-hmm.
A reading of 16 is... well, it's profound.
It's deep in that red zone.
It indicates not just fear, but extreme fear, profound hesitation, and a widespread high conviction belief among the masses that a full-scale market freeze is absolutely imminent.
And acknowledging that the dip is real, that the pain is warranted, that's really step one in discipline planning. You can't just ignore the sentiment.
No, you can't.
But the distinction is vital here. The index at 16 tells you the crowd is terrified. It does not tell you where the bottom is. It's a sentiment indicator, not a price predictor.
Right. And what it consistently reveals is when the crowd is fundamentally mispricing risk and getting the market narrative entirely wrong.
Okay.
Historically, these zones of extreme fear, that 15 to 20 range, they often precede significant reversals. The market is convinced that this is a crash, but the data suggests it's a profound misjudgment of where we are in the cycle.
Now, let's widen the lens a bit and look at the anxiety leaking in from the broader tech landscape. There is a pervasive fear that the current crypto volatility is directly linked to an impending collapse of the so-called AI bubble.
Yeah.
This feels very familiar to the internet bubble bursting 2 decades ago.
It does. And the sources connect the dots through a very clear chain of capital rotation. The dynamic starts with the massive excitement and... valuation expansion around foundational AI models, you know, think OpenAI.
Right.
And that capital flows through companies like Oracle, which provide the infrastructure. And then it just explodes into the chip giants like NVIDIA, which supply the core hardware.
This expansion is happening at warp speed. It's valuation expansion moving much, much faster than actual measurable real world adoption or profitability can truly justify yet.
Exactly.
And when those expectations outrun reality, nervousness just sets in across the entire financial system.
That nervousness is systemic. It generates volatility in the highest value tech stocks.
Yeah.
And that volatility, it just spills over. Crypto, being the ultimate high beta asset class, feels the generalized risk aversion immediately. It causes a deeper dip than the underlying crypto fundamentals might actually warrant.
So it's not really a crypto crash in isolation.
No, not at all. It's a systemic tech risk adjustment that we are catching the tailwinds of.
This leads us to the most classically fear-inducing piece of data from the source material, the Bitcoin halving timing. We are, at this exact moment, approximately 532 days past the last halving event.
And this is the chart everyone is scared of. If you chart the previous cycles, the blow-off top, I mean, the final parabolic peak, it typically occurred right around this window.
Yeah.
Often between 520 and 550 days post-halving.
So on paper.
On paper, Based purely on the calendar, we are in the historic danger zone for a cycle peak.
And that timing data is the red flag that makes everyone panic sell. They see the pattern and they assume the current drop is the final blow-off.
They do.
But this is where the deep dive needs to ask the probing question.
So if the calendar timing suggests we are topping out right now, what concrete data must we examine to confidently suggest this is not the final blow-off, but simply a mid-cycle correction?
We look at magnitude, and the paraphrased answer is just this. The current cycle magnitude is far too small for a final top. It structurally supports the mid-cycle correction argument.
Let's get into the detail here, because this is where the system beats the calendar. The 2017 peak, for instance, saw Bitcoin rise nearly 15 times, a 15x, from the preceding cycle bottom.
Okay, 15x.
The 2021 cycle top was a substantial 7x rise from its low. This current cycle, even at its peak before this recent dip, had only achieved a rise of about 3x from the post-2022 low.
That's a massive structural difference.
It's huge. A final blow-off top, a true exhaustion of supply and demand, it just requires a much higher multiple and a much steeper parabolic run.
So this current pullback?
Frightening as it is, it's a market digesting recent gains and consolidating. It is not the final gasping breath of the cycle.
If the timing is misleading and the fear index is only telling us about emotion, we absolutely must shift our focus to the engine that powers all risk assets globally.
Liquidity.
Exactly. This is the macro reality check.
We're talking about the global M2 money supply. This is the total availability of cash, checking deposits, and near-cash assets circulating worldwide. It is, for all intents and purposes, the fuel tank for the entire global financial system.
And M2 is essentially the rain gauge for the financial jungle. If M2 is flowing, money is abundant. If M2 is tight, borrowing is expensive, cash is scarce, and risk assets just dry up. And historically, Bitcoin has correlated tightly, almost perfectly, with the global M2 money supply movements.
That correlation is the foundational mechanism.
Right.
When central banks, led by the U.S. Federal Reserve, ease monetary policy, you know, cutting rates, increasing bond purchases, liquidity increases.
That's right.
This cheaper capital automatically flows into high beta assets like crypto, causing explosive growth. When the faucet tightens, which is what we've seen, crypto suffers.
This brings us to the resilience paradox. And it's honestly the most compelling counter signal in the source material. We've established that global liquidity has been trending downward, systematically draining for nearly 2 full years now.
2 years. 2 years of liquidity tightening. Yet Bitcoin and major U.S. equity indices have not only avoided a collapse, but have continued to climb strongly. Some even setting new all-time highs in the equity space.
That is just utterly counterintuitive.
It is.
Markets simply do not demonstrate this level of robust behavior during a true fundamental end cycle exhaustion, especially when the historical fuel source is draining.
No, they don't. If the cycle were over, we'd be seeing capitulation in the deepest red zones, not consolidation at relatively high prices.
Think about the structural demand required for that to happen.
Whoa. I mean, just imagine the inherent demand. The persistent institutional and retail buying pressure that allows Bitcoin to remain robust and hold these levels, even as the global M2 liquidity that historically fuels it is systematically tightened.
Yeah.
It indicates a deep maturation of the asset class.
So this implies that the heavy feeling in the market right now, the feeling that prices are struggling to move upward, is not a sign of fundamental collapse.
No, it's purely a liquidity problem. We are hitting the ceiling of what can be accomplished with tight capital, but the underlying structural cycle demand is still very much intact.
And that distinction is paramount for long-term investors.
And that tight feeling leads directly to the government intervention trigger. If this current pressure were to intensify, causing U.S. stocks to take a severe systemic hit.
Not just a 2% drop.
No, a major fear-inducing correction. What must happen?
The sources suggest that the government or the Federal Reserve would be almost forced into action. They'd be compelled into rate cuts or some form of quantitative easing to prevent a broader economic disaster.
And the outcome is highly predictable. Those rate cuts instantly turn the liquidity engine back on, refilling the financial rain gauge.
Right.
Now, we have to acknowledge that this intervention might be preceded by a final painful flush, a severe drop that deepens the current dip before the reversal.
Yes, short-term pain is likely, but historically, those liquidity injections are the precise triggers for the largest, most aggressive upside moves in crypto history.
It sets the stage for the next major macro reversal.
So, if the government pulls the trigger and liquidity returns, Should we expect immediate gains right after the announcement?
No, gains follow a significant lag. The liquidity must flow into high-beta assets once the immediate fear clears.
Okay, so we've established that the current dip is likely a mid-cycle correction driven by external macro tightness, not fundamental cycle exhaustion.
Right.
But recognizing the opportunity is meaningless if you don't have a systematic plan to execute. This brings us to step one, the absolute necessity of systemization.
The primary goal here is to transform the volatility we've just discussed into a predictable, mechanical wealth-building opportunity by entirely extracting human emotion,
Fear and greed.
fear and greed from your decisions. You have to build your wealth machine on paper before you deploy any capital.
And the architecture of this machine begins by defining two distinct and mutually exclusive portfolios. We cannot allow the purposes of these two baskets to mix.
First up, the core portfolio. This is your long-term, low to medium risk bucket. This is your forever bag designed to scale your absolute net worth over time through compounding.
We're talking about compounding annual growth rate, or KGR.
KGR is a specific metric for core because it defines the smooth, systematic growth over decades. And the key defining rule for core is this: it is never sold.
Never.
Not during crashes, not during parabolas, not during volatility. This is where your foundational large-cap crypto belongs: Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB.
Then you have the casino portfolio.
Right. This is the high-risk, cycle-timed capital. It holds your asymmetric plays, the tokens with true 15x, 25x, even 100x return potential.
These are the high beta satellites.
Exactly. Designed to outperform dramatically the later phase of the cycle.
And unlike the core, the casino portfolio has a predefined expiration date. It is sold entirely at the mathematical end of the cycle, following those objective exit signals we'll detail later.
It's pure cycle play capital.
Yeah.
It's intended to generate cash for future accumulation.
Next, we need structure for deployment. You need to define a consistent monthly contribution. Let's use a firm example, say $1,000 per month, and you stick to it regardless of price action.
Every month, like clockwork.
From that total contribution, you immediately allocate 10% to a reserve fund. This fund is not for routine monthly buying. Its purpose is purely reactive. It's to protect you against and allow you to deploy during those truly deep, unexpected black swan dips, like if Bitcoin drops 50% in a week.
The remaining 90% is your primary deployment capital. That's the money that systematically feeds into the core casino machine based on your predefined risk model.
And this structure, it eliminates the stress of timing. You are always buying, reducing the emotional burden of decision-making.
The system is the safety net.
Before we move into the risk models, let's go back to the philosophical defense of the core.
Why is it absolutely vital to define the core portfolio as never sold?
Selling core fundamentally sabotages the power of compounding. It is the only guaranteed way to scale meaningful wealth over long periods.
That's psychological armor. I mean, I know countless smart investors who sold their entire core portfolio at 3x gains out of fear, only to watch it hit 10x 6 months later.
Yeah.
If you sell core, you miss the bulk of generational wealth accumulation. It has to be treated as untouchable.
Moving into execution, the next critical step is step two, choosing your risk tolerance. You have to define the split up front.
There's no right or wrong answer here.
No, it's about aligning the machine with your personal financial goals and your comfort level.
We have three distinct systematic models outlined in the source material.
The highly aggressive model allocates 25% to core and 75% to casino. This is for the investor with a high-risk appetite, betting heavily on the volatility and outsized gains of asymmetric plays.
Yeah, they still have a foundational asset base in core, but the vast majority of their growth depends on timing the cycle top perfectly.
Then there's the moderate approach, which is the 50% core, 50% casino split.
This is often the most balanced choice. It preserves long-term compounding growth with core while maintaining significant exposure to cycle-timed upside through the casino portfolio.
It's probably the easiest split to stick to psychologically during the extremes.
I would agree. And finally, the conservative model allocates 75% to core and 25% to casino.
Okay.
This investor prioritizes wealth preservation and relies primarily on Bitcoin and Ethereum for growth, using the casino segment only for minimal exposure to high-risk, high-reward plays.
Regardless of which you choose, discipline within that chosen plan is everything. The system is the winner, not the specific percentage split.
Once you choose 50-50, you stick to 50-50, even if the casino looks incredibly cheap right now.
That brings us to step three, structuring the casino portfolio itself. Since this is the high-risk engine, It needs its own internal allocation to manage asymmetric risk systematically.
The casino portfolio has to be broken down into three categories of speculation. The low-risk bucket gets 25% of the total casino allocation.
Okay.
These assets target preservation growth things capable of 5x to 10x returns. These are generally higher cap altcoins that are, you know, slightly safer within the speculative universe.
Then the mid and reach bucket also receives 25% of the allocation.
Right. This targets scaling growth in the 15x to 20x range. These are slightly more volatile, smaller projects with higher potential if the market cycle matures fully.
And this is key. 50% of the casino allocation goes to the highly speculative bucket.
50%. This is where the aggressive growth targets live 25x to 100x potential. This high concentration speculation is critical because these assets are essentially structured lottery tickets with an edge.
You need that 50% concentration because if only one asset hits 50x, it covers the inevitable loss of the other nine speculative bets and then some.
That's exactly how asymmetric risk modeling works in practice. You concentrate your funds where the potential payout covers your total risk.
And timing the casino is vital.
Yeah.
You only add to this high-risk bucket during specific phases.
Yeah.
Dead bear cycles, extended market lulls, and major market resets.
Like the deep dip we are experiencing now.
Exactly. You don't feed the casino when the market is euphoric.
That sounds simple, but, you know, I still wrestle with the temptation to overallocate to the casino basket when prices are low myself.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is key.
Oh, I get it. When you see those fire sale prices, the instinct is to throw everything at the 100x potential.
Yeah.
The system stops that self-sabotage.
Moving to step four, mapping the Bitcoin cycle. This is how you gain the certainty to avoid emotional buying and selling. You need an objective set of tools to tell you exactly where you are in the cycle and consequently what to do.
We've already covered the chronological anchor, the halving date, and that sensitive 520 to 550 day post-halving window. That gives us the historical context.
But the quantitative tools are the tiebreakers. The MVRV Z-score is absolutely vital.
Okay, so define that simply for us.
Put simply, this metric assesses if the market cap of Bitcoin is significantly higher or lower than the collective realized cost basis of all Bitcoin holders.
When MVRVZ drops into the green zone, say below 1.0, that is historically a guaranteed bottom signal, indicating deep undervaluation.
And when it gets high, say 6.0 or higher, it signals extreme overheating.
Hmm.
Currently, even with the recent run-up, we are likely sitting around the 4.2 mark.
Which means
we are far from the traditional cycle exhaustion signal of 6.0 plus movie.
We also look at broader structural tools.
Right, wave structure, often studied through Elliott wave theory, which helps us understand the flow of market psychology and major turning points.
Yeah.
We also use Fibonacci targets.
The 1.618 or the 2.618 extensions.
Exactly. Those give us mathematically derived price projections for the likely final blow-off top.
And finally, terminal value signals. These aggregate various on-chain and technical indicators to provide an objective reading of when the market may have reached its absolute terminal phase for the current cycle.
Combining these tools is what allows us to confidently say that right now, at 532 days post-halving, while the timing suggests a peak, the magnitude and the structural signals like MVRVZ suggest this is a mid-cycle correction.
Not the end.
Not the end.
That clarity leads us to step five, executing name around. During the downturn, what are the specific action items right now in the face of this volatility and the fear index at 16?
First, stay robotic with your monthly contributions. The machine must keep running. Second, you should be targeting core additions heavily in this current downrange.
Okay.
If BTC dips into that key $75,000 to $80,000 accumulation zone, that becomes a primary area for your core capital deployment.
And for casino allocation.
Now is an acceptable time to buy those high-risk assets because they are being priced down due to that generalized fear. But the critical discipline is to be ready to pause or halt casino allocations when the market cycle nears its final euphoric end.
You want to buy speculation when others are fearful, not greedy.
Precisely. The discipline involves knowing when to hold steady, when to increase core exposure aggressively in the dip, and when to completely stop feeding that high-risk casino basket, waiting patiently for the eventual blow-off top.
We've established the foundation, the distinction between a heavy market driven by tight liquidity and a market exhausted by cycle end. We've built the machine and defined the execution strategy for this current downturn.
The next phase, and arguably the most crucial for realizing massive gains, is defining the exit. We need to know exactly when to sell the cycle-timed capital.
We'll dive into the non-negotiable exit signals right after this short break. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've structured the wealth machine, we've defined the risk, and we're executing the plan during the current dip. Now we confront the hardest part. Step 6, the cycle exit strategy.
This is the moment you must pre-commit to a mechanical action, removing all human impulse from potentially massive profits.
And the single most crucial point of step 6, which must be repeated, is this. When the objective signals appear, you sell only the casino portfolio.
Only the casino.
You never, under any circumstances, sell Bitcoin or your core assets. Protect that foundational compounding wealth at all costs.
So we need objective triggers, a checklist of signals that just scream euphoria, overheating, and final cycle top.
Okay, first look for the parabolic technical move. BTC needs to go nearly vertical, accelerating into those major Fibonacci targets, specifically the 1.618 or the 2.618 extensions.
That rapid, steep climb.
It signifies the final irrational frenzy that defines a blow-off.
Second signal.
The MVRVZ score must exceed 6. As we detailed, hitting 6.0 or higher is an inevitable sell signal. It means the market cap is dramatically higher than the collective cost basis, confirming extreme overheating and imminent high-risk correction.
Okay, third and fourth, you look for the aggregate signals.
Right. The terminal value count must trigger, pointing to market exhaustion, and crucially, BTC must hit the upper power law band.
And the power law band is?
It's that long-term logarithmic trend that marks the historical maximum ceiling for Bitcoin price cycles. When we touch that band, we're at historical peak territory.
Fifth, sentiment must be undeniable euphoric. This isn't just a high fear and greed index. This is widespread media coverage. Family members who never talked about crypto suddenly asking how to buy.
Yeah, that's the one. And the pure, unfiltered optimism that nothing can possibly go wrong again.
And sixth,
watch for BTC dominance to peak. The cycle generally culminates when Bitcoin has its big run, hits its peak, and then money cascades down into the smaller, riskier altcoins for the final explosive push. When BTC dominance peaks, the casino portfolio is about to have its fastest final run. That signals the moment to prepare the cash register.
When all or most of these signals align, that is the predefined moment for decisive mechanical action.
You exit every single casino position.
Yeah.
The mid caps, the low caps, the reach plays, everything in that high risk bucket. You sell it all and hold the resulting cash in stable assets.
And you hold that cash.
You hold it. By selling the casino, you realize massive asymmetric gains. By not selling core, you ensure your long-term wealth continues to compound. You are now prepared for the inevitable deep correction that follows every cycle end.
Which brings us to step 7, reset and prepare for next accumulation. After the cycle crashes and the market enters the necessary bear phase, you need objective signals for the next generational buying opportunity, the bottom.
The generational reversal window is signaled when the MVRV score drops significantly, targeting the deep undervaluation range, maybe 0.1 to 0.5, that represents maximum financial pain and maximum historical opportunity.
Simultaneously, BTC must hit the lower power law band, the historical floor of the logarithmic trend.
Those two signals together mark the bottom, the point where the market has truly washed out all remaining fear and weak hands.
And this is when you re-engage the machine.
Exactly. You rebuild the casino portfolio from scratch, loading up on new asymmetric plays at dirt cheap prices. You aggressively load the core portfolio, utilizing that reserve fund you wisely set aside, if necessary.
And then you simply repeat the entire systematic process, waiting patiently for the next halving and the next liquidity cycle to take hold.
The core philosophy, when we wrap this all up, is clear. Scaling wealth comes from respecting these systemic cycles and ruthlessly adhering to systematic planning. It doesn't come from trying to predict exact tops or bottoms with luck or gut instinct.
The system is the winner. Discipline is the only alpha you need.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a necessary and deeply analytical deep dive into the playbook for the current market volatility. Let's quickly recap the big ideas that need to solidify your conviction during this tough period.
Key takeaway 1. The current widespread fear, quantified by the Fear and Greed Index at 16, is a classic mid-cycle setup for a macro reversal and consolidation. It's not the terminal end of the cycle.
Key takeaway 2. The distinction between tight liquidity, which makes the market feel heavy, and true cycle exhaustion is crucial for investment decisions. Liquidity is the issue, not fundamental demand, which implies massive pent-up pressure.
And key takeaway 3. Generational wealth is built by maintaining two distinct disciplined portfolios. the forever holding core, which relies on compounding large caps, and the cycle time asymmetric casino, which must be sold entirely at the mathematical top.
We encourage you right now to review your risk tolerance. Define your core casino split. Because even if you feel uncertain about where the market goes tomorrow, having this defined, systematic approach is the only thing that guarantees you profit from the long-term cycle structure.
And here's the thought to leave with. If global liquidity is eventually forced back on, creating the largest upside move in years, as the data suggests is likely, what single factor will ultimately determine if you realize life-changing profit?
Your luck in finding the right speculative coin.
Or your discipline in adhering to a predefined objective selling signal.
That's the question worth pondering when the fear is highest. Thank you for sharing your sources and joining us on this deep dive into cycle strategy.
We'll talk to you next time.